Hi, welcome to my podcast. This is going to be a 5-part series all about the play Hamlet. So in this first episode here, we are going to be talking about Hamlet's behavior in Acts 1 and 2 and how his peers and the people around him are kind of reacting to the way he's acting and how they're starting to get a little bit concerned. So right away, we can tell that Hamlet is still really torn up about his father's death. He is still grieving pretty hard. And it kind of seems like everyone else around him is getting over it and starting to feel better about the whole situation. But Hamlet is still stuck in this state of grief. And to me, that makes a lot of sense considering he's just lost a father. So I definitely believe that he is allowed to grieve, but the people around him are kind of not liking that so much and getting mad at him for feeling this way. And he can't help how he feels, obviously. And I just think he is lacking that emotional support that he needs, especially from his mom, who, as we know, has already moved on to another man, which is also something Hamlet is pretty upset about. So let's talk about the most powerful sign that Hamlet is starting to kind of lose his mind. It's when he has that interaction with the ghost. And the soldiers are with him and Horatio's with him, and they are super concerned for his safety and his sanity as well. They think he is maybe possessed by some sort of madness. Another thing that kind of makes the people around Hamlet concerned is when everyone is rejoicing the marriage of the queen and Claudius, and Hamlet is still moping around, and he's still wearing black, and he's still grieving, and he just can't seem to let it go. That really concerns everyone in the play. And then also we have Ophelia. And with Ophelia, we see that she reports Hamlet's crazy behavior. In her description, we hear about Hamlet not speaking, just staring at Ophelia in long and odd ways. And she just says, oh, he's like going mad. So that's another sign. And then, yeah, there is a lot of evidence in Acts 1 and 2 that Hamlet is beginning to lose his mind. And people aren't really doing what they should be doing about it. They should have been there for him and they should have been helping him, but that isn't really the case. All right, so for episode 2 of this podcast, we are going to be talking about the questions: does Hamlet go too far in the way he treats others? And is there a point where Hamlet's madness is no longer an act? Because at first he kind of like milks it a little bit, trying to make people concerned, trying to get that attention. But there is definitely, what I think, there's definitely a point where it's real. And I think all along it kind of was, because the death of a loved one can really, really take a toll on someone's mental health, and especially for Hamlet and his lack of emotional support. It's really causing his thinking and his mind to be altered in a sense. So yeah, I do think that Hamlet goes too far in the way he treats people, but it does kind of make sense, right? Like, he's super upset, but one of the people he treats really badly and poorly is Ophelia. And there are a few reasons why Hamlet treats Ophelia so badly. The first is her connection to Polonius. By keeping her off guard, Hamlet keeps Polonius and the king confused as well. Hamlet could not know whether Ophelia was actively involved or simply being used. Another reason was his simple psychological state. Hamlet was confused and felt betrayed by his mother. Since his mother married Claudius, Hamlet felt personally betrayed. And then he kind of takes this anger out on other women, like Ophelia. So, yeah, Hamlet definitely is treating the people he loves very poorly, especially his mom, because he's just so mad that she has remarried already and she's already moved on without even taking a second to breathe. And this just makes Hamlet super mad, and he's not okay with it at all. So in part three of the podcast, we are going to be talking about if the specific characters in this play were animals, what would they be? So I decided to pick Ophelia because she has a very powerful role in this play, and I think that if she were an animal, she'd be something very poor, sweet, and delicate, like some sort of bird. So I went with a swan because she's very beautiful and she's very elegant and light, and she's super charming and delightful, but a little too gentle and too fragile for this world. And this world is a scary and harsh place, and Ophelia needs to be more powerful. But she's the swan who's super sweet, but is kind of susceptible to being taken advantage of in a way. And since I'm just doing this podcast by myself, I thought I'd choose another character as well. So Gertrude, for her animal, I chose a hen. And I chose this because she's always moving around. She's always clucking, making lots of noise. And after a while, she just kind of gets annoying. And she's just always in just people's business, always doing the wrong thing, kind of. That's why I chose a hen for her. All right. And for part four of this podcast, we will be talking about if Ophelia's death is a suicide or if she was just a helpless victim. So, in my opinion, I believe that Ophelia's death was indeed a suicide. I just feel like it wasn't a coincidence that she kind of fell off the tree and, like, just died by accident. I feel like, especially seeing her in that scene before she died, her mental state was just completely messed up, and she was not okay, not thinking clearly, and just super, super out of it. So I think that it was definitely a suicide. Her mind was not in the right place at all. And I just feel like that would make the most sense in my mind. But yeah, she definitely, there were a lot of factors that pushed her to committing suicide. Everything that happened with Hamlet and her father, everything was just spiraling out of control for her. And she probably felt like the world was, like, coming down on her, and she just probably couldn't breathe anymore, and she needed a way out. And unfortunately, she thought suicide was her only option, which is super upsetting, but yeah. So in part five of this podcast, we are going to be talking about Hamlet and how at the final scene, he is willing to accept his destiny. And what caused him? What caused this change in Hamlet? So what I think is Hamlet finally, he comes to accept that with life comes death. And death, you can't avoid it. And everyone at the end of the day is eventually going to die. Throughout the entire play, Hamlet obsesses with death. He wants to avenge his father's death by killing his uncle, the king. He ponders killing himself. And death is just a major theme throughout the entire play. And by the end of the play, his father, Polonius, his mother, his uncle, Ophelia, and even himself are dead. And yeah, I just think he finally accepts death for what it really is. And he realizes it's something that he just can't avoid. So that's basically it for my podcast. Hope you enjoyed. Thanks for listening.